Hey, everyone. Today we have... No, kidding. Hey, everyone, we have a great show today. If we stop the echoing, we are in a cave right now, so we might echo once in a while. But today's stuff, we've got, a House of the Dragon. Yep, House of Dragon. And Poughkeepsie Blues tapes. And then we finish this off with a double team of Santa Claus? No, Santa ho ho, I don't know. All that and more, next Dreamin' Demons. Hit it. How are you doing? We are doing another exciting adventurous Dreamin' Demons with yours truly, Jim Phoenix, and my co-host, J.M. Brannick. If it is her real name, say hello.
Santa Sangre.
That's your new name, blood. Santa Sangre? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, God. You could say that.
Is that like a porn name, Santa Sangre?
It could be.
It should be. So if you haven't heard the trailer to this, eventually, I guess we're doing Santa Sangria as the team up and House of Ancestral Dragons as mine. And then, we got something like
the Poughkeepsies.
The Poughkeepsies. You're doing blue. Yeah, we used to do something like new, old, yeah. Borrowed, yeah. And blue. You're doing blue.
I am doing blue. It's something that we usually don't do a lot of, but I watched it thinking it was going to be an old one and it turned out to be a blue one. So.
Old blue. The guy off of old school who dies.
Old bluer. Like old
blue
yellow.
Iris, the gal from porn, who also dies. Damn, a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that die in this too. So.
Oh, there you go. Is that what I said? Wow.
You'll see. Okay. It does have a fun name of Poughkeepsie. It's such a fun name, Poughkeepsie.
It's a small little place in New York where Twisted Sister's from, Poughkeepsie.
I've never been there. I find it an adorable name, Poughkeepsie.
It's a hellhole. But, all right, so we already know the first, there's no guest, so we're going to go launch right into the boxes stuff. Jan Brannick, as their video box just goes away. Take it away.
Because it started... roboting for me in our cave, so I took my video away. So you don't know which part of the cave I'm at. You'll have to come find me. So the Poughkeepsie tapes, I mean, it's a delightful I guess it's a joke in and of itself. It is.
I'm trying to find you in this cave.
You know, the funny thing is, Marco, the people who know what the Poughkeepsie tapes are going to be so enraged.
Are you saying this name correctly? It's Poughkeepsie. It's not Poughkeepsie. It's not like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, then why is it G-H? P-O-O-G-H?
Poughkeepsie.
I don't know. I think it's a Poughkeepsie, man.
Poughkeepsie? Alright, anyway. People who know this are going to be so enraged because this is one of those cult films.
It
is like a cult film. Found footage film. From 2017. It's interesting because it did not actually get a release in theaters. It kind of went straight to video and then didn't turn a lot of heads, and then when it got re-released it started turning more heads because
straight to video is my jam, dude.
Yeah, it's, you know, and the funny thing is we all know the Blair Witch, that's like, you know, Cannibal Holocaust are like the two like main, but they're the two main like found footage films in our collective consciousness.
Truth be told, I wrote a sequel to Blair Witch.
Huh?
And it's not the one that got made. If anyone's wondering, I wrote a sequel to Blair Witch.
The Book of Shadows? Because that was the...
It's not the one that got made.
Oh.
They went a different direction. I made it into an urban...
Oh, no, no, no.
I found a bit of the script. It was like, I know why it didn't get made. So.
Jim, no. Oh, where's my kazoo?
I called it the Blair Witch Project.
Where's my kazoo in this?
Oh, I hear something. Is that yes. Blowing the kazoo?
Now I have to run. Now I have to run away so you know my location. So... Let's actually talk about the movie.
Okay.
It is a found footage tape. It is very in the style and of most
Baby Yoda documentaries
that have to deal with like killers or a lot of like true crime. People will notice there's a lot of beats that it takes off of from those
right. kind of like
documentaries and stories.
That type of beat.
So you're going through the story from the detectives that are reviewing the tapes, from the people that are involved in the disappearances of people, and the tapes themselves.
Grandma's cookies.
Oh, I thought it was Grandma's cookies, but it's actually from the tape, not just Grandma's cookies.
The tapes themselves, and the tapes. I think they said that there were, I can't remember, 600 of them or something like that. They're just tapes upon tapes upon tapes upon tapes, and there's one guy whose job is to like watch them all, and it kind of talks about that, and it talks about how many of them are this one particular girl named Cheryl Dempsey, who is. You're not. Who is taken as a teenager and basically made into his slave.
Who cares?
Dude, that's dark.
That is dark. That's why dark. It's blue.
Why is Pain in the Cave of Us? What the hell?
You bring him everywhere because he's your platonic life partner, and I still don't understand
it.
It's an kind of insidious movie because as I'm watching it, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh, this is a scary one. Oh, this is graphic. Oh, this is creepy. You know, I've heard these mentioned several times in several lists from other reviewers, from other websites, from other places.
Really?
Yes. This is one of the ones that always pops up as like, oh, this is super creepy. This is super like weird and kind of gross and independent, but you know, it will keep you up at night, et cetera, et cetera. So of course now I watch it.
I was like, whatever. So I'm interested in what you saw then.
Okay, well, here's what I saw is as I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's an interesting story, and I like this story. It's not so much of a story and not so much of a study of any one person because you don't know much about the killer. And honestly, that kind of plays into its benefit, much like, say, Black Christmas, where you don't understand Billy at all. You don't understand the motivations. You don't understand anything. You just know he is there to kill. Period. I'm not talking about the other Black Christmases, and I'm not talking about other Poughkeepsie tapes.
Oh, I was thinking of Black Mass. I was like, the one with Johnny Depp?
No.
That's Black Mass, right?
Okay, yeah. Never mind. So with this, it is a mystery, much like many killers in our today times are. You know, like
mystery.
It's
a hat on a hat.
A horrible mystery, and I think the most insidious thing about this movie is. A couple days afterwards, you know, I would think to myself, oh, you know, this reminds me of that one murder that I heard about. And in the back of my mind, I would have to be like, oh, wait, no, that's a story. That didn't really happen. But it's so believable that, and we hear about these stories so often that it's not out of the realm of possible. Now, some of the kills are over the top. They're very over the top. But it's like, okay, but you know, honestly, I've heard of weirder stories. I've heard of these weird stories, you know, and who's to say that a killer like this could not exist or has not existed or anything like that. And I think that is the most creepy part of it, because again, it's kind of cloying at you, because you can go about your day and just be like, oh yeah, that's right, I was watching this documentary about this thing, and you almost tell people about it, like, oh, I watched this documentary, and then you have to stop yourself because you're like, no, that was not a documentary, that was fictional. But it was so real, and I think they did such a wonderful job with it because of that, and the actors that they had were so plausible and so
they look like real people.
Yes, absolutely. They
could almost be people.
Yes, absolutely. I like
actors who can be people.
And like, there was one interview with the mother, and she's like, I met the killer once. I met him. Like, and it actually shows the video footage of that from the killer's perspective. And she's like, and I hate that moment every day of my life because I was.
Sorry, it was the killer's perspective.
Uh-huh. And she's like, I hate it because I was so afraid and I did nothing. Maybe I could have saved my daughter and I did nothing. And like, that's just such good writing and such good acting that, again, like, I would have to catch myself and be like, that didn't really happen.
Well, it might have.
Well, not this particular story. No.
How do you know? Did you research it? How do you know? Yeah. It's just not like some snuff film we just watched.
It's not. I researched it.
It's Faces of Death all over again, isn't it?
It's
damn. That's what we should have picked. Faces of Death, by the way. Damn it. We should have picked Faces of Death. Oh. Gosh, damn it.
Well, we could do that next time.
Yeah, okay.
Next time, Faces of Death, because I do have a lot of thoughts on that.
Yeah, I know.
I have a lot of thoughts on Faces of Death, and I have a review coming up on Faces.
Yes. So for Poughkeepsie Tapes, you're saying it got you and you're blue because you were thinking it was a real thing.
And well, you're like, well, it got me blue because to get that far into society to say, oh, this is a real thing, and my brain to be like, yeah, that sounds fair.
That's about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, that's why it's blue, because it was like, oh god, that poor Cheryl. And then I'd be like, she wasn't fucking real. Oh. Like, but in the way she is, because shit like that does happen. Like, the numbers for women who are being abducted and sold off as, you know, sex slaves and things like that is getting higher, you know? So it's not like it's completely out of the realm of anything that could happen. And that's why it made me blue.
Oh, see, you're just caring about sex slaves and stuff like that and Mr. Slave. And
you're so loud now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I loud? Did I get loud people?
I think you're closer to me in the cave. I'm gonna back off a little bit.
Can you find me? Can you find me in the cave?
No, I'm not. I don't want to find you in the cave.
Come on, go searching. Maybe I'm the killer. Maybe I'm the killer.
Anyway, so what I'm gonna do is for it being such an independent film, it did so much, and I think actually it really did add to the found footage genre. And obviously,
it added a film.
Huh? Well, shush.
It added a film. I mean, come on. Like,
but it added to the people's collective consciousness. Because again, like I said, I hear it a lot. I hear it brought up in a lot of different places. And it is cloying. So I'm going to give it a 4.
A 4?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4.
Tapes?
Really? Poughkeepsie. Yeah. Poughkeepsie.
It doesn't even have sharks in it.
I know. But here I stand.
Here I fall. It all goes. That's about Adderall.
We don't have license for that.
Adderall?
No.
I think my doctor can give me one.
That's called a prescription, not a license.
Oh, I'm sorry. License, prescription, whatever. The doctor has to have a license. Give me a prescription. That's how it works. I know something was licensed. Well, a 4. Man, I have to follow a 4.
Yep.
Damn it. All I have is like incest. Step, you heard this one. It's a story about a house that has dragons and a bunch of incest and a bunch of talking. And like the big bad guy is like these White Walkers, but they don't ever really appear. And like something about children being like raped. Can you guess the TV show yet?
I'm going to say Stranger Things season 20 or wherever season we're at 20, now?
20 for the money. Yeah. No, I'm doing House of the Dragon from the Game of Thrones land.
Dragon?
Might be dragons.
Dragon?
I don't know. Dragon on, that's what it did. If you read any of my write-ups for sexyfandom.com, if you haven't, why the hell aren't you? Probably should. You're going to notice that.
He doesn't swear in.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I swear like a motherfucker. Do I?
I don't know. I thought you didn't swear.
Me?
Not in there. Not in there. I thought you kept it clean and classy.
No. I down the joke so it's not completely a-hole-ish.
Oh.
But I think I do maybe swear. I don't know. I don't always swear that much anyways. Maybe I don't. I don't know. Apparently, if you do read my stuff, do I swear?
Yeah. Please let us know at HauntedMTL on Twitter or on Instagram.
Or even tweet Sexy Fandom, I guess. They'll probably get it. It is something that I'm glad I'm reviewing. It's something that I did the entirety of Game of Thrones for them. And so to do House of Dragon, I was like, yeah, I'd love to do House of Dragons. It's awesome. And the first episode was like, how old is she? It gets creepy quickly. Like this, like, oh, just. And you know, if you have any idea about the Game of Thrones, you know the Tarkanians. The basketball coach for UNLV is Jerry Tarkanian.
I don't know anything sports.
Nothing sports wise?
Well, no.
It's going to shock you, though. You know the Targaryens had incest because that's what all we talked about for like 16 seasons for Game of Thrones. Like, well, we're just doing what the Targaryens did. There's nothing wrong with that. We just fucked each other. I don't care, whatever. But we didn't know how creepy it was. I mean, maybe I didn't find Jaime and Cersei creepy having sex. It's kind of like Luke and Leia. Like, oh, whatever. They're brother and sister, but they're adults, you know? This is like older uncle daddy and younger sibling cousin. This is Alabama. No offense, everyone from Alabama. All two of you sitting around what I assume is like the shared community computer to listen to our podcast. Now coming out on A-Track, by the way, just to get to Alabama for you. But
yeah, I can't find my kazoo in the darkness.
Kazoo? That's okay. They can't read. In the dark, hot and dark. And I was just. Oh,
there it is. There it is.
Hold on. Where's the kazoo? I hear the kazoo.
Running.
I need to. Oh, okay. Pain, do you ever?
Who cares?
Okay, he says to keep continuing. Okay. So if you are a big Game of Thrones fans, it's great, sort of. If you're a big Game of Thrones fans for, like, oh, I don't know, you want to see the dragons, like, oh my god, dragons. And it starts off with dragons, like, oh my god, it starts off with these dragons. My God, this is going to be awesome. This is awesome. No.
That's where it stops.
Yeah, it's like they tease a dragon. I'm like, oh, it's going to have. It's the House of Dragons. It's literally in the fucking title. Oh, no. It means dragon. It's like the old Azazel or Steve bit, the dragons. I'm like, oh, man. No. So, yeah, you see it for a bit. And then I have dyslexia. Self-identifying, I guess, whatever. But and so names are very hard for me, and especially if names are in fiction where they are like elvish or something like that. It's like, what the fuck?
It's
the third circle of hell. Like I would talk to a friend who's read the same books as me. I'm like, hey, they're like, who? And blah blah blah. I'm like, who? Like, you, like, we have to get the book out, and I have to look at the name, like, oh fuck, he's right. That's like nowhere near the name. I've been calling it Susan. So if you see my reviews, I will call Matt Smith. Because I'm like, Damien, what the fuck? Damien? I'm like, oh, fuck it. And I have to do it live. So for my head, it's kind of like the doctor is like raping little girls right now. I'm like, that's a dark turn. That's a dark turn even for Shibble, you know? Okay, whatever. And then like some other guy is doing some stuff, and he's like the only person I really know in the cast. And he's the only person who like the meme is true. Like you ever see the meme where it goes, Matt Smith broke his back, you know, carrying the fucking season of House of Dragon. He carries the entire thing. When he's not in the series or the show, it just fucking sucks. Like there's no there's no like, oh my God, I wonder what this character's thinking. They're gonna tell you. They're gonna tell you at great length what they're thinking.
Oh, do they do it in song like in Disney?
Oh fuck, I wish. That would have been like at least something like to look forward to. No, they just, you know what my problem was with Stranger Things, the last season of Stranger Things, all they just talk exposition talk and talk. It's like the fucking last Hobbit movie where they just fucking talk. Yeah. The only difference from, like, this is a Kevin Smith joke, but the only difference between, well, not this part, I'm ripping off of Kevin Smith, where it was like, even the trees walked in this fucking show. The only difference between the Lord of the Rings right now and the House of Dragon, the trees don't fucking talk in the House of Dragon. That's it. It's just like, oh my God, I don't know if they're doing world building, but the world's already built. Like, who the fuck is, are they rebooting it? Because we don't know how Spider-Man got his powers. We have to see him get bit by a fucking spider 13 more times. And we don't know how Superman got hit. Well, I guess just the sun, right? That's kind of weird.
So I have a question. Did J.R.R. Martin have anything to do with it? Did he write it?
You know, I have no idea. All I know is this character right here is too old to be married off in the House of Dragon.
That's all I know. I think he has some sort of input on it, but God, it's the political, it's a political thriller. It's like, oh, it's Brandon Broken, but an entire season of Brandon Broken with a little bit of sex thrown in, a little bit.
That sounds like it's only like, it only works when Martin is behind it. Like, again, I don't watch
it. It's like Doggy Style. It only works when he's behind it. You never watched House of Dragon or Game of Thrones? Or
no. I read the first book, and I was fine with that. I was okay. Same with Harry Potter. I read the first book, and I was good to stop there.
Wait.
You don't like Harry Potter?
I don't understand you.
That was a cameo. You don't like Harry Potter? What's wrong? No. What's wrong with you?
It never appealed to me. Same with like, you know, Doctor Who and stuff like that. That was your kazoo.
That's my kazoo. God,
he's getting closer. I'm running. But it seems like though to me that a lot more people were happier when Martin was like at the helm. Like he was kind of holding it all together.
If you read the books and then you watched the first couple seasons of Game of Thrones, it's the book come to life. It's right. Like, holy fucking shit. This is the book come to life. And then when he, not even when he stopped writing the book, but when he started going off script, it's like, oh, wait a minute. They changed characters. No huge spoilers. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, well, I'm saving some time right now, I guess. But Jaime Lannister in the books doesn't rape his sister on their dead son's, you know, their coffin, or I don't know, I almost said something else, but the coffin. He doesn't rape his sister on the dead body of their kid. In the books, have consensual sex on the dead body of their kid. And the movie is like, oh no, I must change his character to make him a rapist. Like, well, that really changes the fucking character a lot. But, you know, we think.
Yeah.
It wasn't a little bit of change. It was like, what the fuck? Why? Why just do that?
Again, rape is not our sponsor.
It was not.
Especially on the poor coffin of your child.
There was no poor coffin. It was like gold, I think. So
Well, we're going to talk about coffin. I'm going to talk about coffins later, so I'll put a pin in that.
Coffin?
Yeah. So, what is there anything redeemable? Is the music okay? Is the cinematography good?
The music is so bad that the first episode they switched back to the Game of Thrones theme song.
Ugh. Oh god. I mean,
The thing that works, Matt Smith.
Yeah, sounds
Matt
like
Smith
it.
Work, but he pulls a heavy load on this one. No pun intended on that.
Yeah.
He is the show. The other people are just kind of plastic. Even the princess is sort of okay, but it's things. I think the actress for the princess is being, I call it the 13th Doctor effect. She could be a good actress. She could be a great princess in the Targaryen line, but the writing sucks ass for her. So she's not getting the actual chance to do anything yet.
Plus, it could be the direction that she's given to.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, she could be wonderful, but just there's almost a spark, and then it's like, oh, we're going to talk. The episode that just aired, by the way, we record this on the 22nd. So it's the last episode that aired. I believe I called it 59 minutes of walking and talking. Like, this is not her fault. It's not the actor's fault. It's
no
the writing. It's the director. It's the show running. It's a lot of shit's wrong with it. It's not their fault. And so unless the next couple episodes are just firing flame balls and shit, it doesn't help to keep jumping in time to the point where you don't know. I'm like, is this the kid that they were raping before, or is that a new person? Is that their offspring now? Is it the offspring, which is a band I'm seeing later on? I don't know.
I do want to point out though too, because a lot of times this is what people get flack on, is that, like you said, it's not their fault, and a lot of times it's the actor or the actress that gets the blame put on them.
That's not fair,
and that's not fair because they're doing a job, and a lot of time, you know, the director is the one who directs that, the writer is the one, you know, who it's a full team. It's not just one person.
Yeah,
so keep that in mind, people, when you say stuff online.
Even when you think the actoring, wow. The stuff is for me. If you think I just like talk like shit, then you're probably right. It's not the director or the writer. It's just... But even if you think the acting is plastic, sometimes that's editing. Sometimes that's post. They're just like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
We need background noises to make it us believe there's actual conversation. So when you're saying hello, my name is, and there's like no other noise, it's just the actor's voice, it doesn't seem natural. So we just know something's off, something's plastic or something like that, or it could be the
or
camera,
it could be ADR, like shitty ADR, you know. And I mean, like the best example of that is like The Room, where he walks in, hi doggy, you know. And it just so cut so miserably that It like you said, it sounds so plastic and so forced and so bad. And it's really not, well, it was his fault, but it's really not their fault. You know, there's a lot of people at play here. So yeah,
absolutely. It's the whole thing. Are there any redeeming besides Matt Smith? No, but
okay.
I'm going to give it a mercy kill right now. If it can turn around, it has the potential to be like a 4 or 5. It really does. And that's the thing that pisses me off. Like, well, this could be a great series. I think the joke was, I look forward to the White Walker, the Jon Snow spinoff, so we can have Jon Snow, like Snow, walking in the snow, because that's all we know. I don't know. Look at the damn joke up. I don't know. But I have more, like, hopes for that spinoff now, because it can't possibly be worse.
Well,
remind me.
You could be. You could be wrong. You could be a lot wrong.
Usually wrong. Like, hey, not enough rape and incest. Boy, we got that one fixed. Welcome to Jon Snow. But it's all the weird like inside jokes. Like, you know, the really big bad guy we have to protect from the White Walkers. No. They were done like before the end of the season. So, you really meant politics with the big bad guy, or. You know, you're going to be the Lord of Flame. This guy, I'm like, no. We already kind of mentioned that like half second for Jon Snow, and we kind of glanced over it. Or, you know, these pirates. Oh, you mean the entire storyline that's like a half a book for George R.R. Martin and like completely forgot about. Literally, forgotten about, even by the characters in the fucking Game of Thrones going, there's pirate ships? You know. So with all that stuff, it's kind of like just, it's self-deprecating, but I don't think they're trying to be. I think they're like, oh, look, we're pointing towards the future. I'm like, you're pointing towards the book's future, but not what you actually cut and aired on HBO. So, 2.5. If without Matt Smith, this is like a 1, by the
That's,
way.
Yeah.
Or okay. Negative something. With Matt Smith, 2.5.
That's fair. That sounds fair.
So with that said, it's going to get worse from here, guys.
No, it's going to get better. So much better.
I say Santa Sangria, so obviously that's not the name of the movie.
Santa Sangre. Holy Santa blood. Sangre. Holy blood. Oh my God.
Sangre, right, yeah.
That's what his mom says. Holy blood.
Yeah, no, don't give me flashbacks. So here's the background on this. We were supposed to do art camp?
No, it was, oh yeah, no, you're right. It was art camp. It was higher camp.
We were supposed to do a podcast like 2000 before the pandemic. Was it?
Oh no, it was no 19? During the pandemic. It was during the pandemic.
I guess it's still sort of.
That's
when
we started doing podcasts. I was getting stir crazy in my house, and I'm like,
hours
Jim,
of
I have to do something in my house. Mm-hmm. And so we started podcasting. And so I had high art camp with somebody else, and.
You can absolutely, you know, I'm not going to say you can say the name, but the name is. And there you go. What's the name?
So this was supposed to be another one that we were going to do. And because I have the best luck with co-hosts, that was actually the one that we never actually sat down to do. And that was the one that like broke us.
Yeah. And I was the guest on that show. So I had to actually watch this fucking movie.
Yeah, he watched it. I loved
it. I hated
movie.
It. I love it. Every second, like, movie. Why is this torture? I mean, this is before I was just, when we did podcasting, like, here's some money. You guys do whatever you want. Like, I'll buy it for
just a song and a dance.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a painful experience for me. I mean, it was, you know, absolutely.
Who cares?
Yeah, that right there. And I have a surprise for you, Bach, or JM, Rannick. I have a surprise for you. Yes. All the way from, I got your old co-host back.
No, you don't.
Higher camp. Yeah, yeah. That's why that's why I brought you to this cave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's not. But,
to kill me?
No.
Oh, I thought it was to kill me and to make a tape out of it. And you could call it. Cave Kipsy tape.
No, Cave Tipsy. No. But we have none other than coming back live right now.
I don't think I'm gonna like this. Say
what?
Hi.
Hey, Bots. What's up?
I don't like this.
Oh, what do you mean you don't like this? No time, no see, or something like that. I like penis. I like that dude who played the goblin. What's his name? Penis. Don't you think Bully is deep?
I don't like this.
I think we need 3 more episodes on Bully.
I don't like this. I don't like this, Jim. Jim, I don't like this. I don't like this.
Like, I don't like this. Stop
I'm
it.
Calling
Stop
it.
It.
I'm calling it. I don't like this. What's our secret word?
Special guest?
No, banana hammock. I don't like it.
You know, the funny thing is, I couldn't remember the person, the special guest couldn't remember. What's his name?
Willem Dafoe.
Antichrist. No, Dafoe. Wow. From Dafoe. Penis, you got Willem Dafoe.
Yes, from I penis, did. Yes, Dafoe. I did. And is there any other?
I don't know. Was there really three things of Bully? I can't, was that the one that had 3 episodes?
Yes, Bully? Yes.
Oh my God!
That and was, poor court, sweet court innocent, sweet innocent court.
Sweet innocent court. Did you hear what she did on that exquisite corpse? Where she's like the walls covered with fucking leather or like
human flesh? She's very gruesome, and I love it. Absolutely. Especially because she says it in such a giggly voice. She's like, and all the walls are full of dead skin. And it's crusty. And it's like, oh, Court.
We can't name who else has done it, but
there's a lot of
we found a lot about our staff from that. Like,
yeah.
What's the hotel? Like, wait, what? The that question was, what's a hotel?
Oh, yeah. Yep. What do you, I don't know what you do at a hotel. that was the thing. I don't know how you talk to people in a hotel because I've never been there.
I've never been to one. Hello, hotel like, person.
What? Okay. Anyway, so, days have passed.
This is a treat for me because it's better than Santa Sangria.
Santa Sangria is one of my favorite movies.
It's so good. Yeah, this is the payback for yoga hosers. Okay.
It is. So it is, and I'm going to absolutely say his name completely wrong.
Yeah.
Jodorowsky. He was the one who made that El Topo and Holy Mountain. So,
you know what we just called? Call him Baby Yoda.
Yeah, we call him Baby Yoda around here, these parts. And so it was in conjunction? Anyway, it was with Argento. He wrote this.
Oh, Argento.
And Leone. Uh-huh. Don't. Nope. Come back. Nope. Come back.
Am I playing you off?
What? Nope. We're talking about this. So it's an avant-garde surreal horror film. And it takes place in Mexico. And it's really a story about love. And how love
sure is.
Triumphs all. So basically, it's about Phoenix.
Jim? It's about me?
It's about you.
Oh, I should watch this movie.
You know, honestly, that would make so much sense. Honestly.
I have arms, though. I have arms. It can't be.
You do now.
And hands.
So
thanks to John Hodoy.
He was a child musician in a circus, and his father was asshole and a deadbeat, and his mom was a trapeze artist, and
no longer like Justin Bieber.
Basically, there was also this little girl who was a mime and a tightrope walker, and she couldn't speak, and I don't think she could hear, but I can't remember. I don't know if she was deaf or not.
She was a mute mime who's deaf? So she was not even
cute
a mime.
Cute as a button. She's just cute
with
as a button. So basically, his mom is also a leader of you're throwing me off. She's a leader of this religious cult, which basically its patron saint is this.
Grandma's cookies.
Is Grandma Cookies? The patron saint is Grandma's Cookies?
I wish. You that, wish.
Totally all.
Is this girl who is raped and had her arms cut off?
Jesus
so...
Christ. Rape is not our sponsor, but why are you picking these rape movies, by the way?
You picked the Dragon House.
That's incestuous rape. That's different.
That's different.
Was it? You still can't get an abortion for that? Really? Even for that? Jesus Christ. At least you can like travel state line. You can't say travel state line.
No,
anymore.
You cannot. No. So anyway... the mom finds out about, because the dad's having an affair, and the mom finds out and kills the dad, and her arms get cut off. And
you don't remember how, do you? You're like, I don't know. Something happens, the arms fall off, or something.
I don't remember how.
It's the Black Knight. She had a fight with Black Knight.
I remember that. She kept screaming, holy blood. Santa Sangre.
Santa Sangria.
Anyway, he, the little boy, because he sees all this, and he shuts down. And
one does.
Yeah, as one does. And he ends up in an asylum, basically.
Ooh, an asylum. Is that an asylum like the movies? Is that like Blumhouse?
Hey, we did watch Asylum on Art House, if you remember.
Oh,
That was the one of my picks.
Oh, that's the one that had the toaster that I was kind of confused, or Payne was confused. I forgot who actually did it.
I think it was Payne. I don't know what character it was. And it was Payne. A mixer. And me and the other person was like, what are you talking about?
It was a mixer. So anyways, Jimbo, they had like this like Betty Crocker thing, because that's what women get nowadays, Betty Crocker or something like that. And it kills everyone.
So anyway, the entire thing. Phoenix finds his armless mother eventually after all this time, and he goes back to her and becomes her arms, basically. So he becomes her arms, like literally. Uh-huh. And he plays piano for her and stuff like that. Piano. So, but the whole thing is he never fully actualizes. And of course, there's murders that go on. Yep, that's him playing the piano. It's really groovy. And
with no arms.
He's
in that. What was that one movie where the guy couldn't use his hands at all, but somehow could play piano? And it had Lou Ferrigno, but not really. And Tara Reid, and also not really.
Oh.
The Egyptian
Mummy
one.
Dearest. Really. Mummy Dearest. Yeah.
Was it that good of a piano, or is it different piano?
It was a different piano. It was a grand piano. This one was a grand piano.
So
I'm not going to give away everything that happens, because we don't give major spoilers.
Please do. No, I think I can give away everything that happens.
No. We're not. We're going to, because I want people to go see it. If you like The Holy Mirror, if you like El Topo, if you
don't
like
that.
Something that is different, if you like,
who cares?
What does Argento do? What is that genre? Why can I not think of that genre?
Almost a spaghetti western, but that's really wrong.
It's not a spaghetti western, but it's kind of like that.
If you do like spaghetti westerns, it's like spaghetti horror or something. I don't know.
It's kind of like that. It's the giallo. If you like giallo,
That's not true, though. I like giallo.
If you like something that's different, give this a shot. Because
I like Roller Gator so much, it destroys my relationships.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you with that.
I think Roller Gator is a better movie than Santa Sangria.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly. It's just enough weird to keep you guessing. And it like I said, it's a love story. It's a love story. And
how was Roller Gator? Between the woman they cast and obviously the writer, director, producer of it.
Apparently. And it's just beautifully, the cinematography is beautiful. The costumes are beautiful. It has that nitty-gritty feel. It's kind of dark and sad in places, but there is triumph and there is, you know,
the comic insult dog.
No.
He's in it?
So
I didn't see him in it.
I am wholeheartedly telling people go see it. Like, if this is something
I'm
that you
telling
think
you to masturbate with cheese grater instead.
Is interesting. You I think will like it.
No. I'm so sorry. No. Where's my kazoo?
No.
Thank you, Roca.
It's good. It's very good.
It's put it this way. If you like yoga hosers, you're going to hate this movie. If you like Jaws, which came out on IMAX again, Box, do you see it on IMAX?
But
it came out earlier this year, Jaws. I was watching Moon Age Daydream, the David Bowie one on IMAX, and they had a preview for Jaws.
No, I didn't see it on IMAX. I just saw it at the Redford Theater twice.
Well, if you have IMAX, it might be still coming out towards your way. Who knows? But if you like any movie that was kind of semi-decent, this is not your movie. Watch House of Dragon. This is how much I dislike this movie. Watch House of Dragon. Don't watch. Here we go. I can agree with this. It's better than Cannibal Holocaust. Arguably better than that one. That's it. If your choice is between Cannibal Holocaust and what was it, Santa Sangre. Yeah, pick Santa Sangria.
Oh my god. He can't even guys, he cannot even get the title right. So therefore, I think point in one direction.
Yeah. I would rather watch Baby Yoda take
Grandma's cookies
and put them where it on repeat.
You love watch that board. You love that board more than you love.
The top one is the Zencaster board, and I actually have the Rodecaster, and then you get more into it. But yeah, I sound effects are good for me.
I'm going to say a 4. More. I'm saying a 4.
A 4? Oh my fuck. A 4?
A 4.
Dude.
The visuals are beautiful. Is better than this fucking movie. The visuals are beautiful. Maybe it is. It's avant-garde. It's different. Yes. You're not going to get your popcorn.
That's me hitting my head on the damn desk.
Yes, it is. You're not going to get your popcorn type movie. It's not a Blumhouse movie. Sorry, Blumhouse, but it's not. It is a movie. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I know about Phoenix. I know his struggles. I know his problems. And I know.
Yeah, his struggle is trying to watch this fucking movie.
No.
That's his struggle.
It has.
I was assuming when you say
it has a story.
It has a story.
That story is about love and self-acceptance and actualization and determination, like individualistic determination from one's parents and from one's dark past.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. Skip it. What's the four?
Well, I just want to let people know there is a sad elephant death. I do want to warn you on that. There is sadness.
There's animal cruelty.
It's not cruelty. It's acting.
I don't think it was acting. I think this was before SPCA.
No. This was in the 80s.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. Okay. So what did you give it?
I gave it a 4.
A 4? I'm giving it a -1.
It is on Empire's Magazine's list of 500 greatest movies of all time.
Fuck that magazine then. Fuck him right in the ass. Fuck him with... And that's all I'm saying. I wouldn't watch this with Dr. Payne paying me. Payne could tie me to a chair and put hand sanitizer in places that probably shouldn't have hand sanitizer and then slap me in the face with Megadeth beer while I watch Roller Gator, and I'd still pick that option than watching this movie ever again. I can't tell you how much I'm so sorry. I know you think it's a good movie. It moved you. It talked to you. And that's art. I get it. You know, different. That's why we have this podcast, because
it won a bunch of awards. Reactions to it.
So did I. Fucking so did I. Doesn't mean I'm good. You know, I would have
more than Yoga Hosers.
I didn't write Yoga Hoser.
I'm just saying it's very good. It's very good.
No. But I don't know, man.
Okay, what are you giving it? You said
a -1.
A -1.
A -1. -1 Cthulhu. So it's the scale goes from -1 to 4. Much like my robot sex doll. But enough about my choking fetish. All right, so we had a big old time.
It wasn't a fun time. It wasn't a gay time. It was just a big old time.
It was a big old time. what movie we're gonna do next week or next time together? Let's get that out of the way.
We said that we were gonna have one together. What was it again?
I forgot what it was. We said it right before we started recording too.
No, we said it during the recording.
During the recording?
Yes, we did.
Anyone who's listening, please let me know what movie I'm supposed to watch next week. That'd be awesome.
You have
to just like text me or something like that.
You have to go back and like edit it, dude.
I don't edit these.
Oh my god.
Fuck that.
Jesus.
What's Zencaster's for?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think it was like some movie where like, oh, we should probably talk about this one instead.
Well, you were the one that's like, oh, we should talk. And I'm like, oh no, that is a good movie that we should talk about. I can't remember what it is though. Okay.
When we listen to playback, I'll go like, oh, that was the movie.
Okay. Am I plugging?
Yeah, let's do some plugs. Box, what do you got?
Okay. I have Trappist monks.
So oh, yeah?
I said put a pin on caskets. So I'm gonna come back. So I'm coming back to caskets. So
okay.
Trappist monks, basically they offer, and of course, you know, there are rules and regulations and whatnot, but they offer free or very moderately priced caskets for bereaved.
Dude, that's a fucking joke?
No.
Oh, that's your plug. I thought that was a joke. I'm sorry. That's your plug. So they're offering free caskets?
Free caskets for bereaved, especially, well, and I hate to say this, but also for children. They do that.
How many children? Like, four? But no, that's what I get to do.
So, and like I said, they're monks, so they hand make these themselves, and they give back to the people, because that's what, you know, monks are supposed to do and whatnot. So basically you can go to Trappist Caskets, and that's TRAPPIST Caskets, CASKETS.com. And you can kind of look at, they got urns, they have keepsakes, they have things like that. If you want to give to them, it's also there. But it's just, it's such, they're beautiful caskets. It's a beautiful cause. They seem like they put a prayer on each casket that goes out. It's just, it's nice. It's nice, especially when people are in a time of need, and when people are at one of the lowest points you can be as a human after losing somebody, it seems like they really step in and help.
I can appreciate that. And if anyone knows or have gone through any type of loss, and you know that undertakers are basically up salesmen.
They can't be. Like,
oh, don't you want this special box that can never, no, it's still going to fucking, there's moisture, so no, whatever, it's bullshit. Or don't you want this special urn? Isn't your loved one worth it?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty grandma, sure. It's a box. Wouldn't grandma want the satin lined blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, wouldn't. Grandma's cookies! Don't you like those? Don't you care? Doesn't grandma enough?
Don't you want her casket to smell just like grandma's cookies? Well, for an extra $200, we can make that happen.
We can throw in. Yeah, so I can get behind that. You know, anyone who can make things a little bit lesser in price, mm-hmm, and still give some semblance of closure, I think that's a good thing. But yeah, that's a good pick. And just like Box's or Jay and Brannick's pick, my pick is something about death. Are you afraid? Do you want to, like, cheat death? Well, you can't really cheat death, but you can outrun death. Especially if you're wearing zero shoes.
X-E-R-S-H-I-E-S. Fuck off.
Zeroshoes.com are having a sale up to 70% off right now, because they're having a new supply coming in of a different fashion. So if you've seen some, like, I got 360s the other day, and they're lovely. And I have, I think, Speed Force. I have, like, I bought three pair of zero shoes. One for hiking, one for everyday wear, and one for running on the track, on the road, I mean. And I can't get enough of them. They are the only ones. I have big feet, and they don't sell them in Canada, but big enough shoes for me. So Zero Shoes, XERSHOES.com. You guys are all lovely. And if you act now, it's like 70% off, so why wouldn't you? Matter of fact, just by their economical, ecological, and everything else, ethnocentric statements, I've already sold a few pair for them. It's a beautiful thing. I'm giving the gift of happy feet. There you go. So there you have it. We have caskets for kids and shoes.
And shoes.
Our plugs have come some time, a long way. several projects and like charities. But well, I guess that one is a charity still, but I like shoes.
So you like these shoes.
I love these shoes.
You love those shoes.
They're wide box and like, no, I mean, they're wide box. The toe box. They're wide box for toes, and I can't fit most shoes, so I have to go up three or four sizes just to fit my feet in them. These are beautiful. They're the one shoes I'm like, oh my god, I can actually fit in them. It's a touching thing.
You know what they say about a guy with big feet. He's not Cinderella. He's not Cinderella.
Not Cinderella. Well, I am the Wicked Stepsisters. So with that being said, on behalf of myself, who am I again? Jim Phoenix and my special co-host, JM Brannick, and like, well, as we always say,
goodbye.
If there's a movie you haven't seen, thank God, because don't watch Santa Sicaria. It's a completely horrible thing.
It's great.
Goodbye, everyone. It's bad.
Boo. It's good. It's so good.
Where's my boo thing? Where's my booing? No. Not with more blood. No, that's the yays. I need a boo.
Yay! Santa Sangria. Bam!
Oh, you hear a cat. Okay, bye everyone.